Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Early odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an all-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine who's very smart said, I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
One of the best early odds guests we've ever had is Dave Sherapan, and I was so excited when I texted with him earlier today, and he said he's good to go. He wants to come on the show anytime, and so he joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Check over 500 new and used vehicles at Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Dave Sherapan of CG Technologies. He hosts Gaming Today's Cash Considerations podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsbookConsig. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Joe. Oh, what's up? It's been a long time, but I'm pretty excited to be on with you tonight.
Dave, it's been way too long. The last time we talked on the air, it was a conversation about life, and you were saying that you weren't sure if you were going to ever get back in the business. And I'm thinking today, oh, wait, he really is back in the business. They pulled him back in. Is that what happened?
Hey, this business is crazy, Joe. Just when you thought you were out, they pull you back in. It's such a true statement. I still don't know what's going to happen. Like, you know, everything closed in Vegas. I mean, we got a governor's mandate. Casinos closed, and that was it. We went dark. And sports were canceled at the same time. So it wasn't like we were missing out on anything. A couple places in town were able to just, you know, kind of stay open and shift gears and keep a skeleton crew together. We didn't. But when the casinos opened back up, a couple of us got a call back to come back. So we're winging it. I can tell you this. I've never watched as much soccer as I have in my life, like recently. All these leagues and different start times and everything. We've shifted gears and adjusted to what is available, and that's okay right now. But, man, I mean, I was watching earlier and saw that, you know, Major League released a schedule today. I'm really, really hoping that this all, at least something, starts on time and can get all the way through a season.
Who are you telling, Dave? You, by the way, you are speaking to the worst soccer bettor of all time. That is something that I have learned during the pandemic. I can't pick a winner to save my life. And the people that I know that are pretty good at it, I follow them at the worst time. I am the cooler when it comes to soccer. I need to be done forever. But I'm looking for action, and I'm not the table tennis guy. I'm like, well, we got soccer here. I got to wait for the PGA Tour until Thursday.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people have kind of jumped in like you and are just betting it because it's on and because they want action. And yeah. It's not it's tough. And there's days where, yeah, everything goes as planned and, you know, the game is the favorite in the over and everything's good. And then there's other days where it just doesn't work out that way or there's a draw. I mean, nobody bets the draw. Oh. So when there's a draw, it's like the double zero on the roulette wheel, man. You just sweep the board. It's ugly.
So you're sitting there watching the games hoping for the draw every time.
Well, as the book, you're kind of, yeah, you're just, I got to be honest, I'm just happy there's something on the television, you know, to be perfectly honest. I'm not even rooting for anything. Just I'm glad to see that someone was able to start and actually, you know, have their sports going. And it's kind of, it bums me out that we haven't been able to get a hold on the damn virus, period, let alone get our sports going. So I really, really hope that all of these things kind of just fall into place and everybody does their part where we can actually have something to bet on and watch and have some feeling of normalcy again.
You know, as I said that to you, Dave, about rooting for the draw, I was kind of regretted it, but maybe you can tell me, because I always wonder this. We assume that you guys want to win. NFL Sunday, Super Bowl, you want to win. There's a lot of money on the line. But with the economic hardship going on right now, I wonder if you want to win every single time, knowing that you might lose some people for a while.
Yeah, it's an interesting it's an interesting dynamic working right now. You're just kind of happy people are in the door. You're kind of happy that people are on the app making plays, and it's not life or death right now. I think the whole thing has maybe adjusted. If it hasn't, maybe you probably need to just adjust your whole way of thinking in life as far as all that goes, where it's not, you know, life or death every game, every bet, every this, you know, where it's more of a long play. So, yeah, it's definitely doesn't feel like it did before all of this, I can tell you that.
You mentioned a lot of soccer action. How's the golf action? And Bryson Mania now, the Masters, he's the favorite or the second favorite?
It's incredible. The golf, we could see it happening probably in the past couple years, especially, you know, with Tiger coming back. The majors were electric. We were doing more handle, and there were just everyone wanted to get involved in the majors. Well, that's the way golf betting is right now. The tournament in Hartford, it was incredible how many bets and just how much action. And it wasn't even like big money. It was just somebody would, you know, was able to bet. They would pick eight golfers for $10 a piece or whatever and have action. And a lot of these other places are doing things like, you know, top 20 finishes. Will they make the cut, yes or no? The head-to-head matchups are fantastic. But we're doing round-by-round matchups now. And we called it on the podcast, Joe, Mo said it, golf is the new NFL as far as betting. And it really is. It's been great so far since the return.
Last couple of years, I've said that golf has become my second favorite sport to bet, and it's easy to say when NFL's not here, but it's in the running for one now, Dave. I love it every day, and then you get your 3-day break too before the next tournament starts to ramp up.
Oh yeah, and it's funny because you can see how you never took a bet when you put it up on Monday. And now you do. And now there's early kind of adjustments. There's line movement, whereas you used to put it up Monday and you really didn't see any things start trickling in until late Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday. Now, as soon as you put it up, within an hour or two, you're taking bets. It's great.
Joe Ostrowski with Dave Sharapan, CG Technologies, Sports Radio 670, The Score. So we hope we have the Major League Baseball season starting July 23rd, July 24th for the Cubs and Sox. A week after that, NBA, 8-game regular season before their playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs sometime in August, starting up in Canada. So with the futures and win totals that you guys are throwing out there, how are you protecting yourselves? What sort of language are on these tickets?
Well, the futures, you know, we opened back up what we had. So those are still live. All those tickets are still honored. All those odds are still there. Those are good. Different books, it varies. You got to really check with your book because if certain number of games aren't played, all the tickets are going to be refunded. We're kind of taking an approach where we really didn't put up much because we just don't know. And we have a skeleton crew, and it's just a really hard thing to manage. And the last thing you want to do is refund tickets or cause a controversy. You know, like, I mean, we had talked a little bit in the text about, like, you know, the report about the past posting and the stuff that goes on with the books. Anything right now to foster good relations, we're trying to maintain those all times. So putting up futures right now, very limited as far as we're going, and we're trying to be as player friendly as possible.
What did you think about that? Maybe some of our listeners don't know. There's a scandal involving KBO. The games happen overnight, 1, 2, 3 a.m. Chicago time, and a book left KBO games up. Like the games later on, like 6th, 7th inning, whatever it was, and it was up to bet, and some people really took advantage. Round robins, parlays, not just straight bets. Some people in the industry, bettors, really upset at these bettors that took all these shots. What did you think?
Well, I've been on both sides of it, and I can tell you this, it's not right. You can't take shots like that, and that 100% cost somebody their job. There's no doubt that you know, the time was entered wrong, the game should have been closed, and they weren't. And there's no guarantee that the bets are going to win. And, yes, the argument that if the bets would have lost, would they have gotten their money back? No, they probably wouldn't have, because it probably would have never been noticed. But the fact that they were able to do round robins and parlays, including a 10-game parlay that paid
$130,000. Oh.
Yeah, it's a big number. It wasn't like someone, you know, was trying to pick up a couple dimes. They picked up $250,000 in the move. So it was a big mistake. And I don't know. It's the relationship has changed between better and books. It's become a lot less personal. Just like everything else with technology, you don't know who's on the other side of it. It's just a number. It's just a push a button. So the honorable way that the business used to be, or, you know, where it was the exception, it happens more often than not now, more often than it did, let's say. And I'm still in the you know, school of thought that when you see a line that's wrong, if you point it out rather than bet it, you're building those relations. You're probably going to be able to get increased limits. You're probably going to be able to get the benefit of the doubt on things that you wouldn't before. If you take a shot, you're ending the relationship because you're usually given two options. Take the money and be banned forever, or refund the ticket and you can still play here. Well, for $250,000, it's a no-brainer. They're taking the money and they're banned. They'll find somewhere else to play.
Yeah, yeah. Out Las Vegas, you have plenty of options out there.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, Dave, they plan on traveling. It's not a bubble situation, not a hub city situation like it is with the NBA and NHL, respectively. What is home field now? If they start this season in a couple of weeks here, is home field anything with no crowds, we think? In Chicago, they've talked about having 20%, which would be 8,000 fans at Wrigley.
Man, it's a great debate. We've been having that same discussion as far as, like, you know, are you going to make adjustments in lines and stuff where, as before, you automatically did? Baseball home field has kind of shifted in the past few years. It's not as big as it was. I don't think it'll be much at all. It might be on, like, a quick turnaround road trip. If you just play three games and you got to go somewhere else in the next city and maybe play a day game, maybe something like that will come into play. But no, man, I'm with you. I don't think home field will matter much at all, pretty much all season. I love baseball's optimism that they're going to get people in the stands We'll see about that. I don't know. But hopefully that will be a discussion that we can all have, you know, come September, something like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be fans in the stands if they're able to start a football season either.
No, I agree with you. I don't think so. I just, when you start to do the whole scheme of things, is it really that important that there are? Like, let's just make sure that everything's okay first before we start bringing people all together in these places where it feels like this thing is so contagious where it could spread. You don't need to. We can watch it on TV, and let's start it that way.
Yeah, and in many cases, I enjoy it more just sitting at home. I got a better view of everything, and I'm not paying all that money.
Yeah, that's probably a way a lot of fans feel, and I think a lot of people are going to have hesitation in going to games.
I always love your tweet threads, and then yesterday you were thinking about Chicago sports fans, and at that time I didn't even talk to you about coming on the show. You always have Chicago sports fans on your mind. I'm taking a wild stab at it, and I'm guessing that you were at the book yesterday because you love Chicago Bettors.
I do. It's been fun for years. They're the most loyal. They're the most diehard fans as far as betting. And yeah, it was a pretty slow day yesterday. I was watching the golf, and these bets come across my screen, and I just started laughing out loud. I said, this is great, because you see the first one, and you never really see Cubs and then White Sox, but I did. You usually see one or the other, but then, you know, the other guy that was there with me at work said, hey, did you see that? Watch, they're going to bet the Blackhawks next. And they did. And then we were like, well, you can't leave without betting the Bears. And then they bet the Bears. And then they bet the Bears for their cousin or their brother or their uncle, whoever. They had to bet two Bears tickets, you know, to win the Super Bowl. So you see the sequences, and you see the Chicago one the most on the futures. Now, you guys are going to have – I mean, you guys have live – sportsbooks now, so I'm going to miss a lot of the futures every year. The Bears are one or two in number of tickets written on the teams to win the Super Bowl. The Cubs are one or two every year. The White Sox have a lot of optimism right now, and a short season leaves them open to being a possibility. And who knows? The Blackhawks are always, you know, top five for hockey. So, I mean, at some point, the Bulls got to get good again, and maybe we can start seeing those bets, but it's great, man. I just enjoy it. And I actually called out to the book to ask where they're from, because I did a little poll on my Twitter feed, and they were from the one that ends in Grove. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but that's where they were from.
Oh, man. Was it
yeah.
Long Grove, Sugar Grove?
Long Grove.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Long Grove, Illinois. Yep.
Have you talked about that with other people in the business with legalization in Illinois? And we do have one book that is online. I think that will change in a couple of weeks. We'll have more options then. But have you had that conversation about missing out on some of the Chicago money this year with the pandemic and then legalization on top of it?
Oh, man, we've had the conversation a lot about just, the states that are already have been in action, you know, sportsbook wise for a year, you see less and less. But yeah, Illinois is going to be a monster, Joe. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on with you now and, on the air in Chicago. Illinois is going to be an absolute monster for a market for sports wagering. And, I don't know how friendly the legalities of it are, but people bet in Illinois, and people are sports fans in Illinois. And hopefully you guys are going to get very viable options that are fair with fair pricing, and it's going to be big. And I guarantee, I mean, especially with what's gone on and the less travel with people here, it's affected us because a lot of people from Illinois, Chicago area, whatever, would come to Vegas. And now at some point they will again, but they don't have to come here to bet anymore like they used to.
Dave, you'll love this. So Bet Rivers finally put up their MLB win totals this afternoon, and they posted the Cubs at 32.5. By far, wow, the highest I've seen anywhere. A full win, higher than any other book that I've seen. So they clearly shaded it up. That's a smart move. That's what you would do too, right?
Well, yeah, you have to protect yourself when you're doing it. Now, a lot of these places, you know, their risk management is being managed by European companies and European traders. So they may be given explicit instructions to do so, mm-hmm, but a lot of times when you need to get to a number as a book, if you can stay ahead of it and you know that we're going to be live in Chicago, baseball's going to start, and people love the Cubs, they're going to bet them over a lot more than they're going to bet them under. Let's mm-hmm put the number a win higher. Maybe we'll get some bets. I think for people that like to bet against Chicago teams, I think we'll be in a good spot in those markets in the upcoming months to go here.
Yeah, that's an under Cubs bet for me. Cubs, White Sox, Blackhawks, Bears, and Bears. I love it. Dave Sherapan, CG Technologies. Check out his podcast, Gaming Today's Cash Considerations Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at SportsBookConsig, SportsBKConsig. Dave, enjoyed the visit. Can't wait to do it again, okay?
Great stuff, Joe. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Sherapan, great dude. Giving you the real deal. Loves Chicago bettors. He's worried. He's going to miss out on some Chicago people with the legalization here in Illinois. People don't need to fly out to Vegas. They can get their monster tickets on Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Blackhawks, all one person. Jordan, they didn't want to bet on the Bulls. Oh, wait, they didn't make the tournament again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.